Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So, you know, regenerating healthy tissue is really a no-brainer way to treat disease, right? I guess the question really is, can we do it and how do we do it? The can we do it is easy to answer. Not quite yet. We're getting there. We're making some big strides in what is called regenerative or regeneration medicine. You can say either one. And that's what's promising. What I want to focus on a little bit is just to kind of give you a teaser in different ways that we can regenerate healthy cells and tissues. And I want to begin with a quote by Dr. Aubrey de Grey. He is the founder of the SENS Institute. It's an anti-aging institute. He's been on my show before. He works a little bit with the Life Extension Foundation, where I'm the senior scientist at. And he, I think he just has a really nice quote about what regeneration medicine is. And here's what he says. It's the process of creating living, functional tissues to repair or replace cellular function loss due to damage, including injury sustained as a consequence of aging. This field holds the promise of regenerating damaged tissues in the body by stimulating previously irreparable organs to heal themselves. Isn't that nice? To heal themselves. That's Dr. Aubrey de Grey. So how do we do that? How do we actually stimulate regeneration? Well, there's three major areas of research now, okay? The first area is called prolotherapy. The second area is with hormones. And the third area is with stem cells. So let's look at each one of those areas, where we're at and what it means and where we're at in the research and what the future holds for that type of regeneration. The first one is called prolotherapy. This is also known as proliferation therapy or regenerative injection therapy. It's a pretty simple concept. The premise is this, that the human body is amazing. That's the premise of prolotherapy. The human body is amazing if you simply give it a chance to do the repair process. So let's say you have a damaged joint. If you can do something that stimulates the normal reparative process in the joint, then the body will do it. The body is powerful. It's resilient. It has all the tools it needs to make that repair. It's just as we get older, it needs a little direction. That's what prolotherapy is. Prolotherapy does this. It takes a solution, usually of things like irritants, sometimes just sugar solution, usually some sort of prooxidant, something that's going to raise oxidative stress. Now, right now, you're probably thinking, hold on. You're going to take a syringe, a solution, put it into a syringe with these irritants, these prooxidants, right, mixed in with some sugar, and you're going to inject that into my body, and that's supposed to help me? Yeah, that's exactly what you do. It's prolotherapy. You take these irritants, you inject it into the area that's having an issue healing. What it does is it just kind of furthers the breakdown process and stimulates the normal immune response, say, in a bad joint. There is, as we get older, almost like an immunodeficiency when it comes to healing and repair. You need a healthy immune system to heal and repair. It's not just about fighting infections. The immune system is also involved with bringing in cells that are able to, you know, clean up an area that's hurt, bring in the new tissue, stimulate that new tissue. But as we get older, our immune systems don't work as well. So sometimes we almost need a little bit of a injection, if you will, of this irritant that stimulates a lackluster immune system. Right now, prolotherapy works really well for joints, specifically low back and knee joints. A lot of tendon problems. If you have tendonitis, torn or damaged tendons in any joint area, prolotherapy seems to work pretty well. Shoulders, necks, may even work in trigger points or pain points for fibromyalgia. and even may work in plantar fasciitis, which is a very, very painful foot disorder that makes it hard to walk. Again, what you're doing, it's kind of an amazing concept here. You're stimulating the immune system. How do you do it? You add an irritant. It's a localized injection into the tendon area, into the joint area, that stimulates the immune system so you can begin the repair process. That's prolotherapy. The question is, how does this apply then to, say, internal organs? Let's say you have a damaged heart muscle, or a damaged nerve, or a damaged kidney or liver. You get the picture here. How does this idea of stimulating the immune reparative process, how does it translate from the joint into an internal organ? Well, that's the future. That's what we're looking at right now. Can something like prolotherapy be applied to an aging heart or brain? Wow, that's where I think prolotherapy holds a lot of promise. Now, we got a long way to go. We're not about to inject irritants into your brain or your heart yet. We're not even close to that. But we are doing it in petri dishes with heart cells and brain cells, and we are seeing a stimulation of repair processes. It's pretty awesome, right? That's prolotherapy. Number two, hormones. Hormones is another way to regenerate tissues, specifically the human growth hormone. When you're a baby, the human growth hormone is all about growth, bone growth, joint growth, muscle growth. It raises metabolism and it supports the growing of an adolescent into puberty and through puberty. Once you get done, though, once you come out on the other side, you're in your 20s now, maybe late 20s, human growth hormone really has a different role in the human body. It's more about repair and regeneration now of healthy tissues. People with naturally high levels of human growth hormone seem to recover from injury better, faster, from diseases faster. There's some small studies looking at people with infections, say like pneumonia, and they go into the hospital, and they've looked at human growth hormone levels. People with higher levels get out of the hospital faster. I mean, that's what it can do for us. It helps us to recover, to repair, to regenerate healthy tissues. But there's a lot of question marks about human growth hormone therapy. How much? Should you inject it into the blood? Should it be intramuscular? Should it be intermittent? Should it be all the time? What's the dose? These are questions that we're just now beginning to work out with human growth hormone. By the way, just like prolotherapy, you can inject human growth hormone into joints and tendons, and you'll see a repair process far greater than just resting. So there's some promise also for joint cavities and tendons as well, for human growth hormone. The third way we regenerate tissues is stem cells. And the minute you say that, it gets people all worked up. Stem cells are either embryonic or adult stem cells. There is a way now where we don't ever have to worry about embryonic stem cells. We don't have to research them anymore. Dr. Michael West from UCLA or USC, I'm sorry, I forget which one. Dr. Michael West, you can look him up. He has developed a way to take adult stem cells from your skin and turn them into embryonic-like stem cells. So we can actually do all of our stem cell research now without touching embryonic tissue. We can focus just on your own cells. Stem cells, it's a simple thing. Stem cells are able, based on injury and damage, they're able to turn into that tissue that's been damaged. Stem cells with the right amount of stimulation can turn into a heart, a nerve, a kidney, a liver cell. So a lot of research is looking at how we can take stem cells and turn them into those organs. Right now we're far away. The best thing you can do, and Dr. West has BioTime, that's his company, you can store up your stem cells in the hopes of the future being able to grow a heart or a nerve cell or a joint cell when you need it. Regenerative medicine, it really is a no-brainer. We need to do more research into how to regenerate healthy cells and tissues. For Healthy Talk on Radio MD, I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.